Welcome to the Every Day is Saturday podcast, the number one motivation show on the planet.
No more Mondays for you. It's time to make every day Saturday. Boom!
This is the podcast where we help you to accept who you are, not where you are.
On the roller coaster of life, you know we only sit in the front seat, champion. So make sure you are fastened in tight. Let's go!
Tired of feeling run down all the time during the week? We can help you make every day feel like it's a Saturday.
Let's go pack your bags. It's time to leave Averageville.
Introducing the man who thinks abnormal stands for above normal.
When you're on fire, people will travel from miles around to watch you burn, baby. We are fired up.
The host of the Every Day is Saturday show, Sam Crowley.
Holla, let's get after it. What is up? What is up? What is up? Sam Crowley, it is great to have you back inside Saturday Nation. Lots of momentum out there, getting a lot of positive emails. I'm going to read them. I think later on today I'm going to do another podcast. Read a couple posts on Instagram that have been sent to me, emails of people who are, because I think that'd be good for you to hear, people that are creating massive momentum literally from nothing, from zero, okay? Some negative zero. Can you have a negative? Zero is not a negative, nor is it a positive, is it? So below zero. Hey, what's your replacement plan? I want to talk to you about that today. Before we get into that message, if you have a dream of launching your own movement, online or offline, whatever that looks like, you know what it feels like. You just don't know what it looks like, probably. That's okay. Get on my calendar, everydayissaturday.com/calendar. I'm going to call you. It really is going to be me. There's no chit-chat talking about the weather or ums and ahs or anything. It's really diving into your dream. I want to find out, because back in the day, I was stressed out, corporate slave, 2004, 2005, and even before that, way into the late 90s, and I didn't know what I wanted to do, but I knew I wanted to do something, and I had a tremendous amount of purpose and passion to live my life, and I was called to live a life greater than just being an employee. If that's you, either whether you're in a business or an employee, or just feel like, man, I got to need something more, go ahead and book yourself a 30-minute slot on my calendar, and let's get after it, all right? Hey, last month or so, I ran over my daughter's iPhone in the Crowley minivan. That was below average. She was getting out of the passenger side. I drop my kids off at school every morning. Well, my eighth grader I drop off. My senior now drives my freshman, which is a whole mind-blowing experience that that's even happening. I don't even know how to wrap my mind around that. But anyway, senior drives freshman. Dad takes eighth grader. So I drive her to middle school every morning. And kiss her goodbye, love you, have a great day. And then last month, I didn't know this. She dropped her phone when I was pulling out. I never looked back, so I didn't know this until she got home from school. It's like, Dad, you ran over my phone. And when did I run over your phone? I've been home all day. No, when you dropped me off, I dropped my phone. I went to get it, and you ran it over. I'm like, well, okay, whose problem is that? Not mine. You dropped your phone. True or true? They hate when I do that, by the way. So here's the deal. We have Apple Care on the phone. We bought it in May of 2017. It's an iPhone 6S, I think. Here's a side note. Don't get me going on these rabbit trails being a parent, all right? Dad, am I getting a new phone? No. You know why you're not getting a new phone? A, I think the most important one, you don't need one. Okay, that's probably the overarching philosophy is you don't need a phone. B, whenever I call you, you don't answer. Phones, the actual telephone was invented by a gentleman named Alexander Graham Bell, honey, and he actually tested it by actually making a phone call. So I get the whole texting and snapping and that stuff, but no, you actually don't pick up when I call, so that kind of defeats the purpose of a telephone. And then and I don't refer to it as a phone. I refer to it as an $800 mini computer, okay? So are you asking, do you need your $800 mini computer replaced with a 7-inch screen? No, I don't think so. I can't even tell you the last time I replaced my computer, and you want yours replaced already? Homie, don't play that game. So she has Apple Care. I think it's like $120 when you buy the phone, you buy Apple Care. I think it's 3 years. Here's the bottom line. All right, for $99, you can replace the phone. Now, her phone works. It's the camera that's smashed on the phone. But I get the whole phone replaced. I'm going to the Apple store. It's 7:50 a.m. right now. Your boy is already podcasting with my large Dunkin' one pump of Pumpkin Swirl 3 Cream. If we're ever together, make sure if you're buying me a coffee, it's one pump of Pumpkin 3 Cream. And I'm heading to the Apple store to get the phone replaced. And I was thinking, do we have a replacement plan for our dream? Like, what if our dream gets crushed, which is going to happen? Uh-oh. Mr. Motivation's talking about smashing of our dream. Yeah, it's going to happen. Now, at what level or how big it I don't know. You don't know. But it's called adversity. It's the winds of adversity that are going to blow on your boat. And it's how you adjust your sails that makes all the difference in the world. And when your dream gets smashed by a sibling, a spouse, a parent, you think I'm talking about going bankrupt. I'm talking about the mental part of it. People closest to you, best friends, coworkers. You ever had anybody close to you talk negatively about your dream? God, I hope the answer's yes. Please tell me the answer's yes. Because if it's not, you're going to get a big old bucket of cold water splashed on your face when that happens. You're going to be like, what? I thought we were, you were my biggest supporter. What are you talking about? Like, this is my dream. Like, this is what I want to do. You're not going to lend me money, or you're not going to back me on this, or you're not cheering for me at least. Why are you rooting against me? Like, why are you laughing at this dream? Come on, you know? And maybe you're one of the few, the fortunate ones that have not had this happen, but it will happen. So that's one way your dream can get run over by the van of negativity, okay? My minivan ran over the phone and smashed the camera. The minivan of negativity is going to run over your dream, and you're going to have to pick the pieces back up, and where do you go? Or maybe you do lose everything financially. Maybe you do. Maybe you get fired. Maybe you get downsized at your job. I had a lot of people last year and the year before. They call it being made redundant, I think, overseas. And here in the U.S., it's called being downsized. Either way, you're asked to do a different position for less money in the same organization. What do you do? Well, what's your replacement plan? Your replacement plan needs to be knowledge. All right, let me give you the way to replace anything, anytime your dream is smashed. If it's a person, a relationship that's talking negatively, replace that person with somebody else in your life that's going to lift you up, pick you up, and empower you and speak greatness into you. You know, people can sow seeds of negativity and seeds of greatness into your life. I only surround myself with individuals who will sow seeds of greatness that believe in me. I don't want any Pollyanna, you know, oh, the sky is great, man. It's always blue. No, I don't want that. I mean, speak the truth to me. But, man, empower me. Give me ideas. Take this and give me great feedback. Give me positive feedback. Don't crush my – I left those people behind so long ago. You know what? Greatest decision you'll ever make is that relationship surgery. Cut these people out of your life. Send them a Christmas card, a holiday card, but don't share any information about your dream with them, because they will not. They will not lift you up. They will try to tear you down. That's A. B, financially. What if you go through, you're being made redundant or downsized at work, or maybe you just lost a big contract in your business and your revenue's tanking and you can't be a one-trick pony. Get on YouTube, get on Fiverr, get on LinkedIn, get on Instagram, whatever you got to do, and start learning, putting your replacement plan together so you can absorb the financial blows. You know, do some coaching, do some consulting, do some speaking, do some freelance work. If you're a photographer, go put yourself out on Craigslist, or go put yourself. Facebook Marketplace is ridiculous how much traffic. I'm just picked that literally right out of the sky. But that is ridiculous how much traffic that place gets for people that are providing services. I mean, you can buy a lawnmower on there or a new bedroom set and things like that. But you can also promote your services on there. Contractors getting booked like crazy on, I mean, I can't get a contractor in my house. I'm 8 months out, and I just need basic work done, you know? You can't even get – if you're a contractor, if you're making less than 100 grand a year as a contractor, you're doing – like, you're not trying. Handyman, contractor, especially if you got ethics, you look good, you can – I mean, look good meaning you just got a clean shirt. You don't look like you just rolled out of prison. You know what I mean? Like, you can make 100 grand. I shared the story a few years ago. It was probably 2014. The contractor that went from making $25 an hour to making 25 grand a month. The guy that worked on my basement, I can't even get the guy now. Forget it. He's done. He's got his own company. He's off and running. I got him off Craigslist at 25 an hour. He built an entire refinished basement with a brand new full bathroom, 1,300 square feet. I don't even know. Might have been 10 grand. Might have been. I mean, guys, that's about a third of what it would have cost. And he did an amazing job, okay? Back to it, okay? What's your replacement plan? What is plan B for you when things go a little wonky out there, and you gotta fend for yourself. Either from a mindset perspective, your plan B should always be pumping podcasts like this one into your mind every day, watching videos. I watch Right Now Media a lot, which is a Christian like Netflix, okay? And it's got all these amazing, inspirational, biblical, principled stories. If you don't have Right Now Media, you can get it through your church for free, probably. I get it through my church here, Montgomery Community Church here in Cincinnati, for free. And it's really amazing. That's where I get fed. I get fed at church every Sunday, and then I get fed online. And I try to spend at least a half hour a day watching inspirational Christian videos. That's what I do. Like, that's my replacement plan for my mindset when it goes a little bit to the side, you know, like, and it does. It does. I mean, I'm just keeping it real, man. I got four kids, a lot of challenges. My daughter's got another surgery coming up in 3 days on her throat and on her ears, you know. It's just, you know, life's tough. God never said that he would make it easy. He said he would never leave you, though. So make sure you understand this greatness that you have inside. There is no way you're ever going to be defeated. Ever going to be defeated. Just make sure you've got a replacement plan for your mindset when those relationships go crazy and people talk negative about you or online, and you know, you got people that don't support you, or maybe, you know, you got a client that canceled a contract with you or something like that. Have a replacement plan for finances. And also, just always be looking to sharpen your axe. Always be looking to sharpen your axe, because you're going to have to chop wood, man. And when you got to chop that wood, sometimes you got to chop for a long time. Sometimes it's not, maybe an hour or two. Maybe it's a month or two. You don't know. You don't know. But when you got that replacement plan, you never worry. You never have any doubt. You're like, oh, I got this. It ain't going to be as good as it was last month or 2 months ago, but it ain't going to be the depths of despair, because I got my replacement plan in place. And I know how to feed myself mentally. I know how to feed myself spiritually. I know how to feed myself emotionally, and I know how to feed myself financially, all right? Understand, have the replacement plan for all four of those components, and you will never spend another minute sitting around worrying, because you know your value, all right? Your value and your worth is not determined by other people. That is not the case, okay? And you are confident in that value that you bring to the marketplace. I'm telling you what, man, you got that intact, you're Teflon. I mean, you're bulletproof. That you are crushing it. Make sure, all right, if we haven't talked yet, go to everydayisaturday.com/calendar. I want to show you exactly how to launch this movement that you got inside. All right, it's Sam Crowley. Have the best day ever.
Thank you for listening to the Every Day is Saturday podcast. Still fired up and want more of Sam Crowley? Be sure to visit everydayissaturday.com. And don't forget to follow Sam on Twitter @SamCrowley. Let Sam know you're listening. Use hashtag #EveryDayIsSaturday.